Can a broken window break your trust in God's goodness? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's word in your life. When I was younger, I was pretty paranoid about our house getting broken into. So every night before I went to bed, I double checked that the front and the back and the side doors were all locked and bolted. And when I was really young, I'd even go to bed with a miniature baseball bat. I mean, can you imagine the surprise of some intruder confronted by a six-year-old with a foot-long Louisville Slugger? Now, my family's house was never broken into, but we did have other troubles come our way, and so does every Christian. We're not promised a problem-free life, but with Jesus, we have hope despite the struggle. So let's get into it today with A Broken Window in a Broken World by Allison Wilson Lee. My brother was selected to participate in his middle school's play, so my family gladly showed up to watch the performance. While we sat in the audience, some unknown person crept into the parking lot and broke into our minivan. Although the would-be thief found nothing to steal, this individual did leave a mound of broken glass and a shattered window in our vehicle. I felt violated. More so, I felt angry. This person had no right to do this. I also felt annoyed that this meant I couldn't drive our van to my own school while we waited to have it repaired. Instead, my parents taped plastic over the busted out window and dropped me off on campus. Because my mom needed to drive to work afterward, I arrived so early that the school hadn't opened its doors yet. As I sat, waiting to enter, I fumed about the inconvenience a stranger had caused because they wanted what wasn't theirs. The person who damaged our van didn't have any right to harm our family's property. Feeling anger about the situation was natural. Over time, though, I realized I believed I had a right to avoid the problems other people face in this broken, sinful world. I assumed I deserved exemption from troubles because I trusted God. Scripture tells us something different, though. Those who put their trust in Jesus still experience pain. Entering a relationship with God through His Son doesn't promise a blissful life. After all, Jesus Himself experienced rejection and injustice. That means He understands our struggles. He also says we can expect to face trouble. But when we have Him in our lives, we can be encouraged knowing He loves us and He has overcome the brokenness of this world. All right, so let's think about this a little more. When we're afraid we're unsafe, anger is a natural response because as humans, we are worthy of safety. Can you think of a time you experienced trouble that wasn't your fault, that may even have been caused by someone else? Since the world has been broken by sin, we all experience injustice. And in fact, we all cause injustice. That's why Jesus came to save us. He took all the sin and injustice of the world upon Himself. He took all the sin and injustice of the world on Himself and defeated it through His own death on the cross. Then He resurrected from the dead, defeating death itself. One day, He will return to resurrect His people and flood the world with His perfect justice. In the meantime, He invites us to participate in His kingdom of love and justice, resisting the temptation to take revenge and instead relying on His Holy Spirit within us to provide guidance and wisdom on how to love others, even our enemies. When we face injustice and trouble, how can we respond according to these truths? Now, you and I can read what Jesus says in John 16:33. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. And dig deeper in your Bible for more in Matthew 5:43-47 and John 16:29-33 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. And are you interested in our summer reading program? There will be prizes you won't want to miss, including a road trip pack, journaling Bibles, and more. Sign up anytime at unlocked.org/summer. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. If you're anxious and you're having trouble finding peace, tomorrow's story can help. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.